Okay, let me tell you the new music that you heard. First of all, we have After Image doing Strange Confessions off of the release by the same name. And currently I'm talking over Memory Field, their cover of You Set the Scene from their release Wasteland. That's going to do it for Kenny Joe today. I will be back next week. I'm not sure what I'm doing, but hopefully it'll be something that will entertain and amuse you. Zombo, thanks for listening. Got to tell you that. Thanks for listening. Zombo is up right now. It is 10 o'clock, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
The weather's getting fine. The coffee tastes like wine. You happy hobo, sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Why work away for wealth when you can travel for your health? It's spring, you hobo, sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Your home is always near, the moon's your chandelier. Your ceiling is the sky, way up high. The road is your estate, the earth your little dinner plate. It's spring, you hobo, sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Rockefeller's busy giving dough away. Chevrolet is busy making cars. Hobo, you keep busy when they throw away slightly used cigars. Hobo, you've no time to shirk. You're busy keeping far away from work. The weather's getting fine. The coffee tastes like wine. You happy? Hobo, sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Why work away for wealth when you can travel for your health? It's spring, you hobo, sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Your home is always near. The moon's your chandelier. Your ceiling is the sky, way up high. The road is your estate, the earth your little dinner plate. It's spring, you hobo, sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again.
There you go. There you go. We are on top. We are on top of the pyramid of civilization with today, propping up above all of the pyramids, the cherry on top. We did the whole pyramid of civilization with the hard-working folks, the not-so-hard-working folks, the skilled folks, all that. Then we took it to the top with kings, rulers, queens, all of that stuff. And today is the cherry on top. It's all songs about hobos and ne'er-do-well bums and tramps. Next week are the philosophical version of that sort of person, and that is beatniks and hippies. But today, it's all bums, hobos, and tramps. Yes, the folks that just kind of like bypass all of the problems and the hustle and bustle of the rat race. There you go. So we got that going. That was Al Jolson with the Guy Lombardo Orchestra. With Hallelujah, I'm a bum. And yeah, you're talking to... I've been down that road, man. Nothing wrong with being a bum for a while. Or even a long time. I don't care. Do what you want, man. So today is Friday, September the 12th, 2025. And, you know, some days you get some good news. Some days you get some things you have to muscle through. And it is all part of this crazy carousel of life, you know. We'll talk later. Here's Tramp by the Stranglers. Zombo in Thine Brain.
Zombo in Thine Brain. Smile there where he lay. Ho, 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 ho. that lonely boxcar door. But the little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. While the train sped through the darkness and the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. It was early in the morning when they raised the hobo's head. The smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. There was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul, for he was just a railroad bum who died out in the cold.
There you be with that. Some astounding Jimmy Rogers, the singing Brakeman from like, I don't know, from like 19, probably right around the Depression. Hobo Bill, his last ride, Jimmy Rogers. In front, oh, that we heard Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band with Hobo Changba. And then the Stranglers did Tramp. And we started off with, you know, Al Jolson, Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. So, yeah. You know, get used to this, man, because I think what's going to, how cyclically the world is. You have to really kind of think about how history does repeat, and it's kind of fascinating. It almost repeats cyclically, almost like the animal kingdom. You know, every 7 years we got the cicadas or the locusts or whatever. Every 100 years we get something wacky. Like, for example, in 1919. Is when we had the Spanish flu, the big first pandemic. 100 years later, we get it again. So I'm thinking, like, you know, 2029, whole house of cards is going to fall down. You know, another Great Depression. Just 100, if we can make it that long. So, yeah, enjoy this before we're all bums again. You know, before we're all like, and if you look at those pictures, man, it's fascinating. What this country, well, you know, I mean, other countries off, I mean, just looking for what we kind of went through, you know, because that's all we really care about is us. Because if you look around to the whole rest of the world, man, it is a crap storm. It is a brutal, horrible, heartless world. And you got to find your little nuggets of goodness. You got to find your little nuggets of goodness around you and enjoy that. Because, if you know, it all depends what, I always say, you look down the spectrum one way, and it's really nice. Look down the spectrum the other way, and it is really horrible. You look straight ahead, and you kind of keep both, you know, kind of keep your peripheral vision in both. So there you go. That's why you experience the now. You enjoy right now. Because right now is pretty darn good. I know it's, there's darkness here, and it's, you know, we're pretty much living under like domestic violence. I do feel like, you know, when you go to school, at least when I went to school, there's always this certain time where it's like, okay, this guy's a bully. And then you got to walk a different way to school. And then you got to always look out of the corner of your eye, you know, those kind of things. Kind of get that now. And you just kind of keep to yourself, keep with your close friends and your family if they are of, you know, of the if they have the goodness that you, you know, desire. What am I talking about? Who cares? Nobody. My opinion means nothing. You know, I like to come in here and vent and tell you guys things. But, you know, we got a muscle. Everybody's got a muscle. We got a muscle through the crap. And that's about it, you know. Now I always look at it this way. There's two kinds of people in the world. It's best to avoid them both. But there are nice people and there are mean people. They're helpers and they're herders, you know? And, you know, you gravitate towards the good things. But there are some people that really are sadistic and you really need to keep your distance from them. I'm tired of petting the mean dog. Or, you know, like the story of the snake. Woman sees a snake that's injured, rescues the snake, you know, nurses the snake back to health and the snake bites her. She goes, what'd you do that for? He goes, well, I'm a snake. That's my nature. So, yeah, I just, I keep away with people who have that kind of vindictive, horrible nature. And and it's good for it because you just kind of hang out with, you know, people that won't damage you. Yeah, that's there you go. Your nugget of wisdom from Zombo. I got to tell you some important things, though. Like, there's going to be a bunch of new shows on here, but hopefully these are still on. Garage Radio, pull up and park in the Joe's Garage Monday nights at 7 p.m. There you go. They're going to dust off the records and the CDs, and they're going to play forgotten tracks. Okay, from here to eternity, everyone thinks they know 80s hits, but the other side of the Atlantic lies a treasure of synth-drenched sounds. About the synth-drenched sounds. That's like, you know, when Orson Welles was trying to say, there is a farm in Nantucket where a woman gets the pee. I don't know if you ever heard that's funny. He's trying to read this copy for this pee commercial, and he just goes nuts over it. All right, DJ Tony Toons. Oh, man, get a better name. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Other thing is, Zombo's, I don't know if it's going to be the unimpressive time machine. I got another slot coming up for my encores. I might just kind of just Zombo's roulette, musical roulette, because sometimes I'll play. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. Just kind of, you never know what you're going to get. I could play a show from 20 years ago. I could play a show from last week. It's Mondays now at 8:30 to 11:30 on Mondays. That's my new encore slot. You ride a bicycle? That's good. Good on you. Most hobos ride bicycles. Or you get the DUI. You always tell the DUI bike riders, right? They always got the work pants on. They definitely, you know, the work pants and the shirt that's not a natural color found in nature. Those guys are, yeah, okay, see, this guy's got a DUI. He's right. That's why he's riding the bike. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, you want safer streets and stuff? Well, then just be careful. Be careful. Watch for people. Watch for people because, you know, that's how you got to do it. Once again, that's how you got to do it. You got to have that muscle and self-preservation. Muscle and self-preservation. And you learn that when you're a bum and a hobo. I was known as the bum of the family. Look where I am now. Now I'm got less family, but I'm still a bum. Here's Bums on a Rock, the Rebel. Censoring this song, man. It's just a bad copy. I got to find a better copy of Bums on a Rock. That's a great tune, so I'll find that later. Here's the hobo song, Johnny Cash.
There was a time when lonely men would wander this land, rolling aimlessly along. So many times I've heard of their sad story, written in the words of dead men's song. Down through the years, many men have yearned for freedom. Some found it all. Sunday night, I wrote a letter to my loved one. I signed my name, and I knew that I'd stayed away way too long. There was a time when my heart was free to wander, and I remember as I sing this hobo song. Please tell me where have all the hobos gone to? I see no fire burning down by the rusty railroad track. Could it be that time has gone and left them tied up in life's eternal traveling sack?
The Rebel, actually the dude from Country Teasers, with Bums on a Rock. And, you know, certain songs mean certain things to me. And I remember a while ago, I was running for a state representative, and I had to, like, walk all the streets because I was like, I didn't have a lot of money. Kind of being a bum. I didn't have a lot of money for my campaign, so I just kind of walked, and I walked, and I walked, and I was, and that district had all the hills. So we walk on Troy Hill, Spring Hill, Polish Hill, and it was something. And that song just always went into my mind, because as I just was wearing out a pair of Doc Martens, knocking on doors, but not on Sundays. You couldn't do that because of football. If you knocked on somebody's door on Sunday, and during football, that was sacred time. So, couldn't do that. But that song just kind of kept going through my mind, you know, with my fool's errand of trying to get into local politics. Before that, we heard The Lady is a Tramp, the version by They Might Be Giants. We heard Johnny Cash doing the Hobo song. We heard Claude Cloud doing Hobo. And I think we started off with Jimmy Rogers. I don't know. We started off with something. We started off, Bums on a Rock. What we started off with, we ended with. All right, Johnny is listening, and I always like to do something Italian for my Goomba. And I have. There's an amazing band that was two guys out of Italy in the early 2000s called Montefiore Cocktail. And it was interesting. When National Record Mart was going out of business, their CDs were like, you know, 45 cents, 18 cents. They wanted to get rid of everything. So I just bought anything that looked interesting. And they had this import. It was originally like $36 from Italy. And I go, let me try this. And it's this real, it ended up being this real cool, kind of like loungy Italian flavored kind of. It was great. This is Tequila Bum Bum. Montefiore Cocktail going up to Johnny. Yeah.
Thank you. traveled west, I've been in every state. A member of the Knights of Rest with dues paid up to date. There's just two things that I despise, two things I always shirk. The first thing is a cake of soap, the other one is work. My life to me is just a spree, I'm always on a lark. Somebody said you're just a bum, I don't like that remark. Who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? I haven't worked for 20 years, I guess I'm not so dumb. And as I tramp along the road, the people hear me hum. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum? I must admit I never fit in any job and say, whenever I see a pile of wood, I look the other way. I haven't shaved in many a year, I really am afraid, because I fear my wire beard would break the razor blade. The other day while on my way, a cop gave me a chase. I thought I heard him holler, take that mattress off your face. Who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? I'm just an easy-going guy and things are easy come. I bum a nickel now and then to keep me full of rum. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum? My coat is worn, my shoes are torn, there's holes in both my toes. And what is worse, I always nurse a blossom on my nose. And with a glance, you'll see my pants are baggy at the knees. They're worn so thin, I feel the wind blow through my VVDs. Now, there ain't nothing worries me, I'm mighty glad of that. There's never nothing on my mind except a dirty hat. Who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? Don't think that I'm a lonesome guy because I look so glum. I've got a lot of goody friends that keep me on the hum. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum? I travel in the best of style no matter what the race. I ride the rods on Pullman cars, sometimes I ride the freights. I always eat the finest food, I always ask for more. I mean the kind of food they hand me out the kitchen door. From coast to coast, no bum can boast such popularity. Wherever I stop, I find a cop that's waiting to welcome me. Oh, who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? Now I've been thrown in many a jail, they've thrown me out of some. I never worked, I never want, and I never will buy gum. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum?
Ah, beautiful tune by Wendell Hall. Who said I was a bum? Wendell Hall. Before that, we heard T-Ramp by the T's, Ski Bum by the Moguls, and that set started off with something for Johnny, a nice Italian fellow's Montefiore cocktail doing Tequila Bum Bum. So today's show is all about hobos, bums, and tramps. The top of the very over the top of the pyramid of civilization, we put a little cherry, and that cherry is the ne'er-do-wells, hobos, tramps, and bums. Next week is going to be hippies and beatniks. So those are the ones that are the philosophical version. So what is the difference between a hobo, a tramp, and a bum? Okay, these are kind of like, nobody really uses these terms anymore, but a hobo was considered to be a worker, that was a migratory worker, someone who like travels around and just works and travels and works and, you know, picks up a gig here, picks up them thing there. That's a hobo. A tramp travels, but he doesn't work. He avoids work at any cost. So that's a tramp. Tramp doesn't work. He is migratory, but he doesn't work. And a bum is a stationary person who neither travels nor works and prefers to beg and stay in one place. So there you go. There's your difference between hobos, bums, and tramps, according to the Wikipedias, so they know what's up. Hey, how would you like to get a doggy or a kitty? You know you would. By the sound of that, your creaky bones, it sounds like you need some working around, walking around stuff. So get yourself a doggy or a cat, okay? You could adopt a homeless pet. And the homeless pet, see, that's the thing now, it's homeless. So I don't know if this pet was either a hobo, a tramp, or a bum, but he was homeless. So that's the other thing. I guess homeless is kind of like, homeless could be all three. So that's what they use that for now. Homeless pet from Animal Friends will change your life for the better. That's right. Get you to walk around, give you companionship, give you somebody to talk to that actually listen to your nonsense. You can talk all the nonsense you want, to your pet. And they'll just like hang out and listen. You know? They make you well, they make you laugh, and they make you pick up their poop. So there you go. There you can. It's a win-win situation. So get yourself an animal. Mm-hmm. There you go. That sounds good. See, I got you guys I can vent to. Yeah, see? I got you guys I can just kind of say my my venting and my craziness. And as a zombo, you're using a zombo in your brain. It is your island of madness and the world gone crazy. That's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And there has never been a shortage of crazy. Remember this, friends. It's not like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired of living through history. First we had this, then we had that, then we. This is you know, this is the roller coaster of life. You know, nobody has the guys dream of a world without problems. You put one human being, you're gonna have a problem. But you gotta muscle through and make the best of it. All right? That's how you do this. Because there's never been a shortage of brutality that is just crushing. And the more, and it's good to be empathetic, but if you're just, if that's all you think about all day long, really try and find a little bit of happiness and kind of, you know, turn the social medias and the medias off for a little bit and go for a walk in the cemetery. That'll clear your brain. That'll clear your brain up real nice. So never been a shortage. So don't worry. It is dark times, and we are living through pretty much what I consider domestic terrorism. But, you know, if you look at a lot of other countries, you look at Ukraine, you look at what's going on in the Middle East, this is a picnic compared to that. Yeah, I hate this guy, and this guy, and this guy said this, and this was this, and then they pick on me with this and that. You know what? Sorry, I got running water. I got heat. I got food. I have all my limbs. Not bad. Not a bad day in the world of chaos and mayhem. But you know, it always can get better. So let's make it get better. All right, Joe Strummer, Jewelers and Bums. Considering, let's see what happens in your brain. RCT Pittsburgh.
by. Can't you hear the steel rails humming? That's the hobo's lullaby. I know your clothes are torn and ragged, and your hair is turning gray. But lift your head and smile at trouble. You'll find peace and rest someday. Don't you worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow come and go. Tonight you're in a nice warm boxcar. Safe from all that wind and snow. Well, I know the police calls you trouble. Sleep, you weary old bones. Let the towns dream slowly by. Can't you hear the steel rail humming? That's the hobo. Can't you hear the steel rail humming? That's the hobo's lullaby.
How do, folks? This is station HOBO. Operating on a vagrancy of from 30 to 90 days by authority of your local police force. We bring to you at this hour a little side door Pullman passenger we brought in off of last night's freight train. He got his guitar with him, and we're going to have him sing and play a little song for you. Come on over here, Drifter, and sing for folks, will you?
Yes, sir, Sap. Cap. Yes, I'm going to sing for him. What you want me to sing?
Well, just sing anything, boy, but start singing.
Yes, sir, you know, I'm going to tell you folks that I've really seen America first. Riding on a dirty freight train, been from the Frisco Golden Gates to the rockbound coast of Maine. Now I've harvested wheat in Kansas, cut ice in Montreal. But the work I had done in Texas, my friend, was the worst job to them all. You know, I was riding on a dirty old freight train, going into the painted west. When I swung down off in a western town with a very much needed rest. I'd been working hard up in Kansas, felt that I had earned a flop. But as I swung down off that train, I ran into a cop. Oodle dee doodle dee 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 dee. You know what that policeman done to me, Cap? Well, he took me to the chief of police, who stuck me with a fine. Took every doggone cent I had, even to my last thin dime. But he turned me out next morning, just at the break of day. And be careful, boy, how you leave this town. I heard him plainly say they're paying $1.00 over yonder in that cotton patch. There's a little dopey shack down there, hobo, where you can cook and batch. Now there I was, good people, and I never picked cotton in my life. And the end of them old Texas cotton bowls, my friend, was sharp as a butcher knife. You know, I picked that stuff about a week and 2 days and almost broke my back. When I asked the man for my pay, said, boy, you still owe for your sack. Now listen to me, good people, if you ever do start to roam, you can travel north, south, east, or west, but leave it alone, start still alone. You know, they got a man down there shoots hobos, dresses in a plaid wool shirt. They had to put a woman in a governor's chair, cause the men didn't like that word. Well, this station's program's come to you from Station HOBO, my friend. This is a ball and chain hookup, the coast-to-coast guesswork. We release the air now to Station JAIL, and good night.
A fella you never heard of, name of Rhodes. Hey, what's your first name?
Jack or Mac, what's the difference?
Calls himself Lonesome Rhodes.
Lonesome? Hey, now don't be rushing me. Cut that thing off a minute. Give me a chance to lubricate.